Blog Talk Radio.
Brother Mac, you're on. Oh, goodness gracious.
Hey,
Brother
yes,
Mac,
sir.
You're on. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
All right. Yes, sir. Oh, no. No. I just wanted to let you know that that I am here. You're hosting Brother Will. Brother Will just called. He had called in and had told him there was no show scheduled. So I explained that he had called before we got it up.
All right, let's go. All right, welcome everybody to the Legacy of a Nation show. Welcome everyone to the Legacy of a Nation show. We're glad to be here. We are here each and every Saturday evening from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The Legacy of a Nation represents, advocates, and supports the Aboriginal, Native, and Indigenous community of North and South America. The Legacy of a Nation show is represented and hosted by Brother Mac and co-hosted by yours truly, who is hosting this evening, Sun752. Tonight, on the Legacy of a Nation show, we will be asking the question and addressing the topic of who is the lesser of two evils. We are expecting Brother Will I Am to come through in a little while, and he is our brother and has been on the show many, 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 many times, and I think that you will be very interested in the commentary that he brings to the table. So when we start talking about who is the lesser of two evils, first, you have to probably identify exactly what evil is and see if somebody qualifies under that criteria. So,
I'm sorry, Sunshine 52. I've been thinking about that very thing, and if you would come back to me, I have an idea to. To shed some light. All right, go ahead. Back to you.
Okay. So, like I said, once you identify whether somebody fits under the criteria or qualifies under the criteria of being evil, then I guess you can start to make comparisons. Nonetheless, it's my belief that even if you qualify somebody as being evil, you will probably run into differing opinions about whether they're evil or not. And if we're talking about Joe Biden and we're talking about Donald Trump, you're talking about two polarizing figures. Both are very, very prominent and outspoken and very visible. They both have high visibility in today's political climate. And you could say political and social climate, actually, because the world stage is going on right now, and you can definitely feel the energy and the of people's involvement right now. So you're going to find people who believe that Joe Biden is a good guy. You're going to find people who believe that Joe Biden is a terrible, terrible person. And then you're going to find the same results when it comes to Donald Trump. So it's sort of like a judgment, a preference thing. Go ahead, Brother Matt.
Sun752, The thought that flashed when I thought about this was, is there a time factor that would shift the determinant one way or the other? Is the depth of the atrocities committed is one far greater than the other? Is one continuing bad behavior, or is he now have made all his money as a philanthropist, supposedly helping? That's what I had in mind. And when it comes to Donald Trump, I can't see that Donald Trump has say put into effect laws that would negatively affect my children and his children and his children's children. Does that make sense?
A judgment call.
Well, what has come out during the debate is that Joe Biden did that very thing. He put into effect 40 years ago these laws. Lock them up. 1, 2, 3. You're out. You're in forever. That makes sense. And the question that we would have to ponder is which one is better or worse for us now? Because anything that we would do, anything that we have against Biden is past. What we have against Trump is tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? We're dealing with COVID-19. We're dealing with the Treasury going bankrupt. We're dealing with a businessman who is in charge of the government, and how would he or Biden devastate the government more? That kind of thing.
Well, you know, when you take a deeper look into a politician's policies, when you really start to give yourself a chance to understand how politics work and how.
I don't know if you gave Brother Will instructions as to how to get in, how to get the host queue. Might check the board and see if he's up there.
Well, Brother Matt, Brother Will has been on the show many times, and he has actually had his own show. So I trust that Brother Will knows exactly how to do this, and Brother Will has actually just pressed number one. But trust me, I got this, Brother Meg. I got it. Don't worry. Worry not. No stone will be left unturned. We're in control here. We got it.
I'm so glad. Thank you.
All right. So like I was saying, you know, when you have a deeper understanding of politics and the way that it works and its true intentions, then, you know, you can start to formulate opinions that will actually start to work in your favor, and you can start looking at things more objectively. If you watch a lot of the mainstream media news coverage, and not that mainstream media doesn't present any factual information. You know, nowadays everybody thinks that they're some type of political scholar and they believe that that they know exactly they know exactly where to get their information. And what you'll find is a lot of times they're getting their information from YouTube. So YouTube has saved everybody from the mainstream media, as if YouTube isn't subject to editing, opinion writing, bias, and just total propaganda and bad intentions. You know what I'm saying? So you have to kind of know how to scrutinize information. Now, if you want to talk about one of the knocks that a lot of people have on Joe Biden is the 94 crime bill, and I think it's interesting when people bring up the 94 crime bill because you know, that was the three strikes and you you're in jail for life
forever.
Kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. What offends me about people bringing that up is that, you know, they cause all the black people to get locked up and all of that. I'm like, well, did the 94 crime bill make you go out and commit a crime three times? I'm not sure if it did that. And you know, and it's funny how in politics you start talking about what you're going to do and what you're not going to do for black people, and they want to go straight to crime. Are you going to be soft or hard on crime? Like, all black people are criminals. Like, you know, you taxpaying, law-abiding, you know, family-building, community-building citizens, y'all don't matter. What matters is you drug-selling, pimping, hoeing, stealing, you know, those are the people who matter. You know, that you black people, you squares, you don't matter. What matters, who matters, are the ones that will fall under the scrutiny and the oppressiveness of these crime bills. Now, you know, three strikes, that didn't only affect black people. That's the part that seems to be missed here. And for people who don't know, there are more white people in jail, in prison, than there are black people. It's just that there are more black people in prison disproportionate to our population. But there are more white people in terms of raw numbers, just like there are more white people on welfare. The numbers are what they are. However, somehow white people escape the conversation when we start talking about welfare, and somehow they keep escape. They always manage to escape the conversation when we start talking about crime. And why is this? In 94 crime bill was approved by more black senators than it was white. The white people were the ones saying, I don't know, this bill is a little harsh. It was the black ones that were tired of having to make excuses for all of the violence associated with the crack era and gang violence, because the Bloods and Crips were running wild in 1992, 93, 94. So uh-huh. Now you give these black people what they want, and now it's like, oh, well, how could you do that? Okay. Well, all right. So those are just some facts. I'm sure that there are additional facts, you know what I mean, that would be contrary to the ones I just spoke about. So let's get into it. I see that Brother Will is holding on, and I'm going to bring him on right now. And also, Brother Elohim has been holding on too. So I'm going to bring in Brother Will first, because he is the official guest, and then I'm going to bring in Brother Elohim. So, Brother Will, I am welcome. Welcome once again, long time no hear, to the Legacy of a Nation show. How are you doing, my brother?
Man, I'm always well, brother. It's good to hear from you too. You and Brother Mac, y'all doing an exceptional job as usual. Man, this is a great time to be living. I'm serious. I'm loving this. This is a great time.
Yes, sir. Brother Will, it's so good to hear you say that, because it really is. My goodness.
It is.
Anybody who didn't live to see this time has really missed out on a lot.
Exactly. When you read all the scriptures, no matter if you're religion, if you're Christianity or whatever, all the books tell you that in this cycle, which is the golden age sun cycle, it tells you that all the prophets, all the ones who lived before you, they wishing they can be in this time, and they're trying to get back to this time because they know what this time is.
And here we are,
a new paradigm.
So we're essentially living in the area of the golden bull, you think?
Exactly, the golden age sun cycle. And for all of y'all who doesn't know, we are actually in 2012 and not in 2020. If you go pull up the Ethiopian calendar and you go pull up Yehudi's calendar, what they mistakenly call the Mayan's calendar, that's not the Mayan. Yehudi wrote that calendar. They just stole it like they do everything else they steal from us. Those two calendars are the oldest calendars on the planet, and both of them say we are in 2012. They have altered your Gregorian calendar, and they got you thinking that you're in 2020. So this is why all of this is happening in 2020, because this is the changing of the new paradigm.
Wow.
I hear that.
These are facts. These are universal laws. These are facts. Undisputed. So that's why I said we are in a great time, and we are in a great position, because now, believe it or not, you're in the matrix. So what you see with your physical eyes, you have to recognize that everything you see in the physical eyes, through the physical eyes, is an illusion. Y'all have to recognize that. Now is the time to use what they call your third eye or your ninth eye, which is your God eye. This is the eye that you need to be using now, because now is the time for you to repair all damages that have been done to you in the last 7,000-year cycle.
Mm-hmm.
This is this time. So really, you are in charge of your energy going forward here, because your thought process is your environment. So if you're thinking about COVID-19 every damn day, you thinking about what Trump and Biden going to do every damn day, that's going to become your environment, and you're going to stay confused and crazy as hell. Because these two motherfuckers is crazy as hell. You got one evil and one is more evil. So if you are into that, you choose one of them, because both of them is evil. But I will tell you this, Trump is a puppy in evilness compared to Joe Biden. Joe Biden, he's a straight beast. And then the woman he got running with him, this sister that they done threw up here, got y'all thrown off on this black shit again, she worse than him, because she was head of DEA. You know how many niggas she done locked up? She was head over the DEA before they gave her that job. She was locking up niggas like it was candy.
Mm-hmm.
And these are the two fools that everybody's running around here talking about, Democrat, vote Democrat. Let me explain something to y'all. The Bankruptcy Act that y'all hear me talk about all the time, all the contracts dealing with that from 1933 up till now has expired. So they don't have no more contracts on y'all. They know you don't want that. They know you don't know that. So they need to get new contracts here. That's why they're pushing the vote, black vote, black by lives matter, black vote, 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 because that's a contract. When you go read up the laws, of registry and understand what register means, every time you register with the government, they have the right in any state of emergency or any time of war, they have the right to come get everything you own because you registered with them. So when you register to vote, you're giving up all your unalienable rights and you're giving up all your property to them. Y'all need to go read what register means. So they need y'all up on a new contract. So now this is what all these everything is now is new. That's why you're if you owe $900,000 to the IRS, we can kill it and we can take you from $900,000 to $9,000. That type of bullshit, because they need you under new contract. This is why they're pushing all this shit out on your telling out of your vision.
Mm-hmm.
So they need y'all under these new contracts. Go ahead, brother.
You give me something to think about in a way that I never had. As a matter of fact, you give me several things to think about, Brother Will. Okay. Did Brother Elohim have a question, or could you have him on both Sun 752?
All right, Brother Mac. Okay, we can bring Brother Elohim on. Brother Elohim, welcome to the Legacy of a Nation show. Thanks for holding, brother. What's on your mind this evening?
Much love, my beloved. I'm glad to hear your voices on the air, especially Brother Aaron. I may hear from him in a minute.
What's going on, brother? What's going on?
This is Brother Elohim of Elohim Speaks. I come on every Sunday between 8 and 9 o'clock. The calling number is 516-453-9230. And these next few episodes that I'm doing are going to be very important, because we are starting a society that's actually going to be run by the people. Brother Will.i.am, I've been trying to catch up with you because the first meeting that we're having on the society will be hosted on the Blog Talk channel on Monday at 6 o'clock. So I really want you to tune in. The way the whole thing is set up, we're setting up the society as an express trust. All the people are trustees to run the society, and the children are the beneficiaries. No president, vice president, none of them, no hierarchy. The people will actually run the whole event. So if you get a chance, make sure you tune in to my show tomorrow. We'll talk a little bit about it. And Monday at 6 o'clock, okay? We're going to really need you to be a part of this society, because you know more about express trust than anybody on the planet. Okay, so my comment on the lesser two evils. See, what you're voting for is a team. See, because the Democrats are not just by themselves. There's people underneath the Democrats that flow with them that influence what's going on. And the Democratic squad, they're both the same guy. But the Democratic squad have a better team that will try to do more for the people than the Republican crew. because we know that the whole society is run off from slavery. And right now, the slavery is economic. That's why Trump don't want to give nobody no raises, because if you got money, you might not want to do what they can, might can't force you to do what they're trying to get you to do, you know? That's why we talk about budget all the time. You follow what I'm saying?
I'm gonna disagree with you about the Democrats. I'm gonna disagree with you, but go ahead.
Let me finish the thought process, okay. And you can jump in and disagree till the cow comes home. What I'm saying is that the whole system is run off slavery. You follow what I'm saying? And I think that if you go back into the history of the Democrats and find out who the Dixiecrats actually are and why they started the Democratic Party, you know what I mean? You get a better realization of who you're actually dealing with. You follow what I'm saying? But I think that Republicans, Democrats, they're all the same guy, you know? And what we need is a new paradigm. That's why I'm starting a society, so we have a new paradigm to deal with.
We can create our own. We don't need Trump or Biden. We don't need neither one of them.
That's what I'm talking about.
We don't need neither one.
I will pass the mic, and you can disagree, and I can listen to your disagreement, and then I can disagree with you. No, I just said that, but go ahead, bro.
Right. But the only thing I'm saying to about the Democrats is this. Okay. All right. Democrat, I'm gonna break down some serious thing taking it into universal law. Okay, first of all, you have to deal with the law of call frequency. So, since you speak the language of the dead, and the English tongue is the backwards language, so everything you've been taught is backwards. This is how they control the masses with this bastard language. All right. Democrat goes with demons. It goes with democracy. It goes with all that. You go pull up all those words is dealing with slavery, just like you said. That's Democrat. Every time Democrat goes into the office and into the White House, you're not protected under the Constitution, because the Democrats don't operate under the Constitution. The Democrats operate under the mob rule. Whoever got the most is going to rule. Now, number three to that, if you go pull up every law that every brother and sister out here got, that's pissing in cuffs and going on probation and all that, you go pull it and see who put those in there. All the Democrats put all that shit in there. Joe Biden was a Democrat. He still is a Democrat. Joe Biden was also, he was on the Trilateral Communion. He joined the Trilateral Communion in 1973, and he got out of it in 2002. Well, for y'all don't know who the Trilateral Communion is, well, that's the council, that's the elite for the Illuminati. So this is who Joe Biden is. So this is your Democrat. And then, like I'm saying about this sister was, she was one of the top-notch DEA of the United States. She was locking niggas up like it's going out of style.
Yeah, she sure was. She sure was.
So that's why I said I have to disagree with that, because up until now, every Negro that was walking around on the planet was Republican. You got thrown off a Republican when they brought you this civil rights bullshit.
Well, through Roosevelt.
Exactly. So that's how you got off being Republican. Republican is a free form of government. That's why you can find the word Republican in the Constitution. You cannot find the word Democrat in none of that, because it ain't got nothing to do. They don't go by the Constitution. This is what the Democrats do. See, the Democrats want you to stay in poverty. This is why they will keep giving you welfare. This is why they keep giving you food stamps. They don't want you to work. They're not even going to urge your ass to work. Now, I don't give a damn about Trump or Biden. Go ahead.
Well, no, I think for our people, I think it's dangerous to align yourself with any party. You know what I mean? The team,
exactly.
The team was.
That's why I said I don't give a damn. Right.
Yeah, both teams were against you. You know what I'm saying? So it's not
exactly. That's why evil or lesser evil. They both evil.
Well, what I'm saying is,
if you're if you're dealing with politics, I don't deal with politics, because neither one of them affects my money. I don't give a damn who they put up there. It ain't got nothing to do with me. It won't affect my outcome.
Well, I understand that on the individual side, but actually, when they do things that affect where you live, where you can go, and what you can do, it will start to affect you personally. But what I'm saying is, I think that. I'm not really one to choose between one massa over the other massa. But in all facets of life, you have to make a decision. And when that decision is going to be made, you have to weigh the what you know versus what you think is going to happen. And so when we start talking about party, I wouldn't encourage any person to
I'm not
saying that I wouldn't encourage anyone to vote either way, but you can align yourself with a person of a certain party without supporting that party as a whole. You know, the thing is, you know, all of this labeling, you know, are you a Democrat or are you a Republican? That just doesn't work for me, because when you go in the voting booth, you choose individually who you want to vote for. You don't have to just you vote for the whole Democratic ticket. But see, what I'm talking about is, you have to decide. You have to take the whole of a situation into consideration. You know, or should I say, you have to take you have to sort of audit and itemize your list of options. Thinking that you have to choose all of one or all of the other. Think about that. You don't do that in any other area of your life. You know, you could choose where you want to work. It doesn't mean that you have to be totally loyal to that company. You know what I'm saying? They're not totally loyal to you.
Let me clear up a little bit more, because I don't know, people might misunderstand. Let me clear up some more. All right, now, universal law. We in a new paradigm. Whether you want to accept it or not, all this shit here about the politics and all that, that's yesterday's paradigm. We are in a new paradigm. In this new paradigm, you're supposed to be setting yourself up mentally and spiritually to control your own energy, your own everything. Now, you got these brothers and sisters, everybody want to jump on the bandwagon about, oh, we kings and queens from Africa, and we gods and goddesses. Well, let me explain something to y'all. Gods and goddesses don't have to ask for permission. Gods and goddesses don't have to take orders from no public officials. Goddesses don't have to beg and ask for welfare and food stamps and all that bullshit. Now, 5 years ago when I first met y'all, I told y'all you're going to have to learn how to operate it in a private trust. This is what the real deal is, because the private trust, the IRS and the government cannot interfere in anything in the private sector. Let me repeat that. The government and the IRS cannot interfere in anything in the private sector. This is why it's hard for you to sue a Donald Trump. This is why it's hard for you to sue a Rockefeller, because you know why? They don't have nothing in the public for you to get. The IRS and the government can only take for somebody what they got in the public. Well, don't none of these rich-ass people got nothing in the public. They put everything in the private sector, and it's passed down from generation to generation. This is what I was talking about, and this is what I was saying 5 years ago that you need to start preparing for. So if you're not in that situation now you're stuck with these two motherfuckers called Biden and Trump, and you got to do all this other dumbass shit. This is what I'm talking about. And I said this 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people are in, or, you know, a lot of people might think I'm sounding hard, but a lot of people are in the condition they're in because of themselves. They have a lot to blame for themselves. You can't put all this bullshit on no government system. Because when you left the creator and came down here, y'all was on a one-on-one contract. Wasn't no mama, no daddy, no cousin, no Jesus, no Buddha, no Muhammad. None of them people were there. So you're going to have to stand up. You're going to have to strap your boots up. This is the time for you to get your own business, get your own land, do your own shit. Quit depending on somebody else. If you got to depend on the government, on their taxes, if you got to depend on the government, on their job, you got to depend on all that shit, well, then you can't be a god. You can't be running around calling yourself a king and a queen and a god and a goddess, because kings and queens, gods and goddesses don't beg.
I have a question. I have a question to ask you, brother, if you don't mind.
Go ahead.
If you put all of your assets, birth certificate, everything under the trust,
mm-hmm.
and you register to vote, can they come after what you have under the trust if you register to vote?
You don't need to register to vote. Your vote is going to automatically go through the Electoral College. That's who's going to win the president. Whoever wins the Electoral College, it goes in. It ain't got every nigga on the planet can vote, and it ain't going to mean a damn thing. They already showed you that. Go back to 2002 when they found all y'all shit in the Atlantic Ocean with George Bush and was going against Al Gore.
That's how much that's how much your boss means. Your shit was in the Atlantic Ocean.
I know, but the way the propaganda is set up, that the Electoral College at a state goes to whoever wins the most popular vote based on what Roosevelt did when he took us off the republic and put us on a
That's not true. That's misinformation, because let me explain to you why. Hillary won the most popular vote. She won 3-1 against Trump, but Trump went in office because you know why? Trump won the Electoral College. Here's the real reason behind the Electoral College. Okay, by law, only a natural being can cast a vote, a living, breathing entity. Well, corporations are not living, breathing entities. So they had to go into back into the elections. This was back in the early 1900s, at the beginning of the turning of the century. They had to come up with a system. They came up with the Electoral College vote. So this means that all your corporations get to cast a vote in there without you figuring it out. And they get you because they still need you to vote, because every time you vote under that registry, that's a contract with the government. When you voting, when you register, that's a contract. Y'all need to understand that. You need to have minimum contract with the government, not a whole bunch of contract with the government. You need to have the least amount of contracts with these fools as much as possible.
But I understand that. But the question I'm asking, right, if you have all your assets in a trust and you do register to vote, can they come after your trust?
Because you don't brought your private trust into the public venue by registering the vote. You don't register your private trust under no voting. You keep that shit private. Voting is a public, it's not private.
Your trust is registered private. See what I'm saying? So you're saying that.
Yeah, but why would you register it to the vote?
But I'm just saying, so many people caught up in the hype. I'm just saying, if you did register to vote, right?
They're coming after your ass.
Okay, you can't protect your trust.
You can't protect your assets because you don't put your shit in the public for everybody to see. Now, once the IRS see it, they gonna go for it.
Okay, that's what I was asking. Okay,
well, my question is, mm-hmm. How were we hiding before we registered to vote? Are you saying that the people who are registered, because even if you don't have a, even if you don't fill out a voter's registration card, you still have a driver's license. You know, there are plenty of other ways.
Well, some people do. I don't. Yeah, some people. Yeah, them all contract. That's why
we're talking about
the minimum contract.
We're talking about some. All right, you still have birth certificates and all that kind of stuff. So I mean, if
I control,
there's nowhere for you to
hide. You're supposed to go get all that back. Cause see, okay, let me break this down for y'all. Yo, that straw man everybody keeps hearing about, that's a public trust that they created for you in 1933. Let me repeat that. Your all-cap name, this straw man that everybody's hearing about, that is a public trust. Everything out here is in the trust. It's either going to be in the public side or it's going to be in the private side. Everything is in the trust. United States, Washington, D.C. is a trust. Everything is in a trust. It's either going to be in a public trust or it's going to be in a private trust. Everything. Everything. Let me repeat that one more time. Everything. So, if all your shit is in the public, and you run around here, you done bought a car, you done bought a house, you done paid all the notes off on your car, you talking about this is my property, they can come snatch that shit. You know why? Because you're still being taxed for it. That means you don't own it. You just a guardian over that shit. They can come snatch that shit up at any time, even though you done paid your house off and they still got you paying property tax. Why in the hell are you paying property tax if you own that house? You don't own the house. They just give you a deed. You don't have the allodial title. Allodial title is the ownership of the house. A deed is not an ownership. A deed is just saying you're a guardian over watching over some shit. You're watching over the government's house. You're watching over the government car. Because your shit is still in the public trust. You have to take everything that you own and put it in the private sector. I've been stating this for 5 years. Nobody want to listen.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, in terms of the topic this evening, the lesser of two evils, let's get into
correct.
That.
Okay.
So if we agree that, or if we agree or disagree that one or the other or both are evils, can we outline some of the things that would make them or qualify them to be evil? Like if we think that. If like you say, Joe Biden is more evil than Donald Trump, well, then you agree that Donald Trump is evil. So what makes him evil?
Well, what makes Donald Trump evil is to the point that to our people, the reason why our people hate him, because Donald Trump is a businessman. So that means he ain't put no money into no welfare check or no food stamps. Because he, what he wants everybody to do without telling you, because by since he being a president, he can't tell you this, but he's trying to push you into getting your own businesses, because that's where the tax credits and all that shit is. That's why you can write off all your shit through, because you can put it in the trust and you can write off everything and get it back. That's where the real shit is. See, Donald Trump is a businessman. He's not a politician. Everybody's been used to the politician. Now Trump comes in because the rest of the world is the one who put Trump in office. Through the Electoral College, all the world, all the leaders, because every time a Democrat gets in office, the rest of the world hates the United States, because the first thing the Democrats would do is go start going in other people's countries, tearing up shit, stealing shit, killing shit. That's what they do.
Republicans don't start wars and start.
The only Republican, the only Republican president that I know that did that shit was the Bushes.
Mm-hmm. Reagan didn't do that like that?
Well, I could tell you about Reagan, but that's another whole story. It was a Reagan, and then there was a Reagan, if y'all understand what I'm telling y'all. And what happened in 1982 switched from one Reagan to another Reagan. So if you could figure out what I'm saying, that's what that is. So that first Reagan, when he first came in office, for all the old heads around my age, y'all going to know exactly what I'm talking about. When he first came in office, Reagan was talking about releasing information about the universe, other planets, aliens, and all that shit. And they was like, nah, you can't kill this shit. Reagan was trying to open all that up. Why you think they tried to kill his ass in 1982? Well, they replaced him with a clone. So when he came back after getting shot, he comes back. Now he's on Reaganomics. So you tell
me.
What I'm asking is,
did Reagan have any military action? Because he undoubtedly did.
But see, I know who that. But see, I know who that is. I know that was a clone. But see, most of that means that's most of that's over most of y'all here, because y'all don't think that these folks out here is that devious and dirty. These folks are that devious and dirty. Listen.
Oh no,
this clone
believe,
shit
totally
and all
believe.
That. Yeah, all that. Yeah, they replaced after Ronald Reagan. After Ronald Reagan, that attempt on his life in 1982, after that, every president that's going forward, they made a clone for him.
Mm-hmm.
This is fact.
From
1982 on up. So, but what I'm saying to answer your question is that the majority, matter of fact, 90 to 95% of your Democrats go look back at what the Democrats did in office and understand that all the laws that Negroes is going to jail on, it's these house nigga ass senators that's all up in these states. That's the one that's creating these bills. A nigga is creating the bills to lock up niggas. Now the last bullshit that they got going on is this house nigga to come out of I want to say Illinois. If it is, I'm ashamed because I'm from Chicago. But anyway, he wrote that House H666 bill to snitch on somebody if they're not wearing a mask. A nigga came out with that shit. Now, you see what I'm saying? You go back and look at all the things that trip you up out here and go find out who was the original source that put that energy out. It's the Democrats that put that most of this shit out that you're getting trapped up on out here. That's who the ones that's putting them out here. Because they don't give a damn about no Constitution. They're in a mob rule situation.
Okay. So I asked you, how was Trump evil? And you told me,
okay,
black people.
Right.
Wait a minute. You said that black people don't like Trump because Trump is a businessman and he wants us to start our own business, and that's how we can get tax breaks. Now that doesn't qualify as evil, but was Donald Trump?
No, but what I'm saying, it's evil.
Let me just finish this question. When he took out that 2-page ad to get the Central Park Five. Arrested, convicted, and suggested the death penalty. Was he acting as a businessman then? He had a lot
was
of
he acting as he was acting as a businessman. When he did that, he was acting as a businessman. When he executed George Bush the daddy. When it came on the news, the fake news told y'all that he died of old age. He did not. Trump executed that. Trump executed his ass for the 91, when he tried to knock the tower down in 91. A week later, he turned around and executed John McCain. They came out and told y'all that John McCain died of just some natural, unnatural cause, and they can't figure out the death. Trump executed both of them niggas for treason. Now, he's getting ready to lock Barack ass up soon as he get back in office after this election over with, because in 2015, these are facts. I don't speak on no bullshit. In 2015, Barack Obama and his administration sent $3.7 billion to Wuhan. This nigga funded your COVID-19 shit. Trump got that shit on it. He gonna lock his ass up. A month ago, Barack Obama went and hired the 9 of the top attorneys in the world, not the United States. He went and hired all 9 attorneys of the world. He know Trump finna lock his ass up. This, a lot of them Democrats are finna go to jail when Trump get back in office. That's why they trying so hard to keep him out. It ain't got nothing to do with the black people or the black he's been treated. They don't want that nigga get in office, because if he get back in office, he's locking all their asses up. Because a lot of your Democrats are your pedophiles. They run around drinking blood, stealing your children, human trafficking. That's the majority of your Democrats is doing that shit. And he got that information, and he's gonna lock their ass up on all that. Now you understand why the Democrats is fighting so hard to keep that man out of office, because they done.
So
these are all facts.
So wait a minute, brother Will, because you know there's a lot of speculation around all this human trafficking and kidnapping and pedophilia. I know personally, Republicans that have done the same thing. So I mean, you know, like I'm not prepared to accept that is the Democrats. You know what I'm saying?
I will tell you this about what I'm saying about the Democrats. Okay. I will call out these names who I'm talking about. And these are your high power ones, same ones around your presidency for years and years and years. Okay. Hillary Clinton, she was in on that. Barack Obama was in on that. All of them is buddies to George Soros, who won head the island. They all kicking it with George Soros. Okay. Bill Gates is another Democratic that pushes the Democratic Party. Bill Gates already told the world that if he get any power, it's 9 billion people on the planet, and if he get any type of power, that he's gonna reduce the population to 550 million. That's with this vaccine. Now, here's the trick on y'all voting. This is what I'm trying to tell y'all, because y'all don't study this shit. Y'all just talk about propaganda from YouTube and all the rest of this bullshit. Go understand what registry is. Now, that same, all these niggas that's voting, that's getting every nigga out here to vote this time, that's a contract. That's the same contract they're going to use against you when they're mandatory the goddamn vaccine. Now, the Democrats, let me explain the difference now. Donald Trump already told folks he's not mandatory, no vaccine. And he's going with this mask. When he come back to his second election, he's going to give you the option to wear the mask or not. Because he, by law, these are public officials. They can't tell you what to do. Trump is telling you, it's up to you. If you want to wear a mask, it's up to you to take that vaccine. If the Democrats get in office, you finna wear this mask for the next 4 or 5 years. And that's against universal law. That's against God's law. Because God didn't make you to be wearing no mask. You have an intake and outtake just like a carburetor on a car. If you plug up the carburetor on a car, you plug up the intake and the outtake, what's going to happen to that car? It's going to die out. Now, your intake and your outtake is your nose and mouth. They done told your asses to wear this shit since March to now. So, by law, this is what's going to happen to your lungs. Your lungs is going to shrink because you're regurgitating carbon monoxide for it. This is what the second wave is. They ain't got to do with no fucking COVID-19. You've been inhaling carbon monoxide for the last 8 months. You have to release carbon monoxide out so it can turn into oxygen so you can bring it back into your body. But if you regurgitate that shit for 6 to 8 months, yeah, you're going to be sick soon to get cold. This is what the Democrats, and they're going to force you to keep that mask on. As long as you keep that mask on, the sicker you're going to get. These are facts. You're going to get through the universal law, man. How the fuck a public service going to tell you that you got a mandate that you got to wear a mask? Fuck out of here, man. So, he's a public service.
Well, yeah, but they're saying that they're going to mandate you wearing a mask in private
The Democrats
places.
Is already telling you. They're pushing that. They said they're going to mandatory. That's why Fauci is already talking about.
They're not talking about.
We might end up wearing a mask for the next 4 years.
They're talking about mandatory masks at events and in private businesses. They can't mandate a mask. They're not talking about mandating masks when you're out in the park and out in public places.
The reason why they can't do that right now, because Trump is, because Trump is in power, and he's not going to pass that. But if the Democrats get in office, they mandating all of that shit. That means that's why you think they created that bill called HB 666 that nigga created. That they set that bill up for when they go mandate everything, they get a bill for you to start snitching on your neighbors if you see your neighbor sitting outside and on his porch without a damn mask. That's why they brought this shit in.
Okay. All right. But with all of that being said, getting back to the topic. So if I'm understanding you correctly, you don't really think that Trump is evil. You just think that our people think that he's evil because he doesn't want because we're so indoctrinated into the
I'm gonna tell y'all who Trump is.
Wait, hold on. You're saying that I'm asking you if you're saying that we're so indoctrinated by this propaganda that we have been exposed to by these networks that we only think that Donald Trump is a bad guy, but he's really a good guy. I mean, am I getting that? I don't want to misquote you.
That's coming close. Cause let me. You're coming close to what you're almost correct. Here's the thing: before Donald Trump went to the White House, before he went to Washington D.C., his last 20 or 30 years, Donald Trump was running with niggas. For the last 20, 30 years, before he went to Washington D.C., go pull this shit up. Go watch this nigga. Go watch Donald Trump for the last 20, 30 years. He hanging out with niggas. Movie stars, all the athletes, all the rappers, all these folks. Now all of a sudden, he goes into Washington, D.C., and now all the niggas hate him. What the fuck?
Wait a minute. Anybody would want to hang around celebrity? That's not impressive. You know what I mean? They don't even count.
But what I'm saying is that Donald Trump overstands our energy. Now I'm going to tell you who Donald Trump is for all you Bible thumpers that read your Bible. When you go into the book of Daniel and they're talking about the Antichrist, it says before the Antichrist, and Antichrist is on the planet. I just spoke over him about 5 minutes ago. So if y'all can figure out who I spoke over 5 minutes ago, that's going to be your Antichrist. But anyway, it says before the Antichrist comes and takes over, a man before him is going to come back and bring peace and harmony back to the people first before that chaos of Antichrist breaks out. That's who Trump is. He's the one that's gathering to put shit back in order under the Republic. Because, see, Trump ain't went outside the Constitution. But most of our people don't know shit about the Constitution. So he ain't went out the other side of that. Okay, now I'm going to show you a prime example what I'm talking about. Now, hold on. Let me say this, and then you can speak. All right. 2016. All right. When this first started taking place after Barack Obama sent that $3.7 billion, and this is a fact. It's not no theory or what I think. This is a fact that he did that. Okay, so 2008, I'm going to show you the difference between Trump and Barack. 2008, the economy crashed, went under. By law, this is what the law says and the Constitution says, when that happens in the state of emergency, all currency and things of the people are supposed to go back to the people. Okay. 2008, everything went under. What's the first thing Barack do? That nigga didn't give you a dime. That nigga he bailed out the bank. That's treason. Number one, that's fact. That's treason. Well, the economy went under in 2020. First thing that Donald Trump did is put out stimulus package to keep you niggas alive. He never went out to tie the Constitution. I'm not a Trump supporter. I'm just spitting the facts on both sides. I don't give a damn who goes in. I don't give a fuck about Trump or Biden. To be truthful about it, but we're talking about evil or lesser evil. So I'm speaking on both paths of what I know about these folks. Now, Trump stayed under the constitutional shit that he's supposed to. He's supposed to open up the stimulus package. All of that. He gave all of that. He even gave out $800 food stamp, $800 check, all that shit. Barack didn't do none of that for y'all. Barack gave all that shit to the goddamn bank. They turned around and paid him out the back door, and didn't nobody have a job between 08 and 011. During the 3 years, it was hard to get a job. That's what that nigga did. That Democrat nigga that y'all keep talking about, Democrat. Now,
so
that's treason.
So wait.
That's treason.
Wait a minute now. Well, now, hold on.
Uh-huh.
Now the social political and even environmental conditions that happened under Barack Obama was a little bit different than they are under President Trump. Wouldn't you agree with that?
Different in what way?
Well, there was no such thing as a pandemic then.
Yeah, that makes
I'm glad you said that.
And I don't buy.
I'm gonna ask you a question.
Donald
you just asked me a question.
Wait a minute. I'm not done. Donald Trump and all of this, he did this. And, I mean, that almost sounds like him. I did this and I did it. You ain't doing nothing.
No,
you know
I'm not saying that he did that. What I'm saying is that what if you go read the constitutional law under a pandemic or a state of emergency, the rules and regulations that's supposed to be done. All I'm saying is that he followed those rules. I ain't saying that he did this personally on his own and all that type of shit. What I'm saying is that he stayed in law more than Barack did. Barack committed treason. That's straight treason. When he bailed out the bank, that's treason. Since most niggas don't know nothing about that type of information, it went right over their head. That nigga committed treason. That's treason, bro.
I don't know how you try to sugarcoat that.
That's treason.
Donald Trump was a lifelong Democrat before he ran for president, wasn't he?
I don't know. I really don't give a damn, but I don't know.
Well, he was. He absolutely was. He gave a lot of money to the Democratic Party over the years, for decades. He stood up for Bill Clinton. Well, I'm just saying.
Understand both sides of that law, bro. This is what I've been trying to tell y'all for the last 5 years about law and contract. Y'all can talk about that side, but you got to put both sides. Everything in the universe has a duality to it. There's never one side. There's always two sides to that. Now, could it be that the reason why he gave all that money to the Democrats is because when you give into charity, you give all that money back and you give it all back and you're not being taxed for it and it turns around and come back to you. So I don't give a damn if I gave it to a Democrat or a fucking bull. As long as I give it to somebody, I'm getting it back. Could it be that? See, this is what I'm talking about. This is where the private law comes in. This is what I'm saying. Until y'all understand that, y'all don't get it. It could be that, or it could be that
all of the pedophilia and all of the sex trafficking and all that kind of stuff. Maybe he was involved in that.
It could be any of that, brother. Because I wasn't there. Yeah. But I'm saying, Donald Trump is not a young man.
He's not a young man.
Fuck Donald Trump and fuck Biden. This is what I'm saying to y'all. This is the time for you to get your own shit. So it doesn't matter who the fuck goes in office. Both of them is easy.
How do we begin that process, brother? That's what we're asking.
The first thing you have to do is go find out about trust. Okay, now, show you. I'm going to give y'all an example. See, I say this all the time. I can lead y'all to the water, but I can't make you drink. Y'all need to understand that concept. I've sent y'all tons and tons of information to learn all this shit. Y'all completely ignore that shit. Now is the time for you to be knowing that shit. So now you don't know, you're going to suffer between these two fools you got up here in Washington, D.C. And they're going to get the blame for why you can't get ahead because you should have been on this shit anyway.
But see, the whole thing, here's my premise. The whole thing is a process. And until... Let me finish. Until somebody with the wherewithal, like we're doing now, come up with a process to turn the people into that type of information as a group.
But that's not going to happen.
You can't put that
on somebody else showing you. Listen, everything that I've learned, I went to Google or I went and pulled up the information. This is what you have to do. That's the foundation. You keep asking, what's the foundation? That's the foundation.
But you're misrepresenting me. See what I'm saying? We're starting a process to bring people into that paradigm. That's what I'm saying. And somebody has to start the process, and this is what we're doing. That's why I'm inviting you on a conversation Monday.
But brother L, how many times I done told you this same shit in the last 5 years? And you keep asking me the same question. And I'm giving you the same answer every time.
Here's what I'm saying. It's a process. That's what I'm saying. 5 years ago, I wasn't prepared to start this process.
You ain't prepared now because you asking me. If you were prepared, you wouldn't be asking.
I'm asking you
Five years out to now.
Well, I'm not. The process has already started. I'm not asking you about the process. You see what I'm saying? I'm telling you about the process.
So you have a trust set up.
Yes.
You have the trust already in order. It's already on. It's already documented. It's already in effect. Correct. That's what you're saying.
The only thing I don't have is the 98 number because the IRS is closed.
The only thing you don't have is IRS. So have it been notarized? Has it been put on file?
All that's done. All that's done. The indenture.
Well, you still should be able to operate on that.
Monday we're going to read the indenture agreement. That's what we're going to read Monday. And it ties into a book. It's 300 pages. So the process has begun. It's just that people have to come in and work the process. People that know about trust. I sent out the text so that the people can start studying the express trust so they'll understand what we're talking about when we go into trust. And we're talking about trustees and beneficiaries and all that kind of stuff, where the private sector and the public sector were beginning to go into all that. And people really, really, they're really naive about all this. So it's a slow process.
Exactly. We should all be in the private sector. Every melanated being should be in the private sector.
Yeah,
and this is what I've been repeatedly screaming for the last 5 years.
You're right. Now I'm saying, come on in. The process has started. You know what I mean? Let's help us go through.
But I ain't I mean, I hear what you're saying, but I still ain't seen where it started. According to what you just told me, it's not on record.
It is on record.
So what I'm saying is the IRS and the feds came to your door right now. And whatever you got in that trust. As if the IRS and the feds came to your door right now, kick that door in, can they take whatever you don't put in that trust or not?
No, they can't take it right now because everything is.
Why they can't take it?
It's been notarized. Well, technically, they can take whatever they want, whether you got to trust or not. We're talking about the federal government, boots on the ground. They can take what they still like. Indians and what they took from the Indians. It don't just because
well,
you're legal,
I mean, I disagree
legal,
with that, but go ahead.
Don't stop them from taking your stuff. They got people in jail and ain't done nothing. You understand what I'm saying?
Well, everybody's in jail is voluntarily, but like once again, everybody don't understand law. This is why, man, I know y'all think that I'm a smart ass. I know y'all think and all that about me. That's fine. I take all that with a grain of salt. That's irrelevant to me. But I ain't saying that, but listen to what I'm saying. Everybody, and I've been repeating this stuff for the last 5 years, everybody needs to know contract law and trust law. Y'all need
You're
to start
right.
studying that shit. Get out of all the rest of this dumbass, whatever other sad bullshit y'all got going on. You need to be studying trust law and contract law because that's what's going to save you from going forward, whether if Trump or Biden or whoever the fuck they put in that office. This is what I'm trying to tell y'all. This is what I've been trying to say for the last 5 years.
Wait. So
Nobody
let me ask you this. Wait. Hold on, brother Elohim. Hold on, just a second. Let me ask you this. So, you know, I'm all about enlightenment and advancement and all of that. So the question I have, because evidently we're just not going to address this topic tonight. But let me ask.
We
touched on it, but we didn't really do it. But
you said it's a lesser evil, and I think Trump is the lesser evil. That's the question. Who's the lesser evil? I think it's Trump.
Well, okay. So
everybody,
what I'm asking
now, if I would have said Biden, it seems to me if I would have said Biden, you would have said we touched on everything we need to touch on. But it sounds like you know, but yeah, I mean, that's
well,
your choice.
Well,
you know, I really don't care.
Here's the thing. It doesn't really matter to me who you think is more evil or not because at the end of the day, you have your evidence, I have my evidence, or what we think is our evidence, and we make decisions based on that. I don't have a problem with that. You know, if everybody disagreed, we'd be in a different place. But speaking of being in a different place, I get tired of seeing my people struggling. I get tired of seeing them suffering, and I get tired of.
I understand that, but it's not all on the government. They have to take responsibility
Let me finish. No. Let me finish what I'm saying because you don't know what I'm going to say next. So what I was getting to was because I'm tired of seeing all of this suffering and all of that kind of stuff. Are you saying that that the financial side. You're talking about building trust and all of that kind of stuff. Is that going to lift us out of our mental enslavement? Is that going to make us start unifying? Is that going to
Stockholm
syndrome?
Okay. Yes, you know why? Because in order for you to operate in a private trust, you're going to have to learn universal law. So that's going to change the whole simplex of your thought process. You can't run a if you don't understand universal law, your trust ain't going to last. I'm telling you some real shit. It goes hand in hand. So your thought process is going to change because now you understand how to rule, what to rule on, what not to rule on, what entity and energy to deal with and what not to. That's all part of universal law. So, yes, that's going to change a lot of your shit. But people, what's wrong with people today is that they don't want to do the work. They've been so programmed and dumbed down that somebody else has to save them. Whether it be Jesus, Buddha, Muhammad, your neighbor, your brother, your cousin, they still got the mentality that somebody has to come save them. And that's where they is stuck at. You got to get out of that mindset.
All right.
Listen,
we're at the end of the show, but let me ask you this, and then we got to get out of here. Do white people have these trusts? And if they don't, then how did they gain power and remain in power?
Because they understand how to work universal law in a private trust. Why do you think the Rockefellers that had
the last hundred years? Percentage wise, how many white people would you say understand that trust situation that you're speaking about?
Well, if you talk the percentage of wealthy white folks, I will say
I'm talking about white people. That's right, because they are all together.
All together? Okay, the majority of, once again, this is what I'm saying. Those who understand how to rule in that, because all white folks ain't white folks. So, when you're talking about the elite, when you talk about the Illuminati, that's the high-class white man, which is called the Jew. All 100% of them got a trust. So, if you talk about the average white man that's out here struggling in baloney savage, living in the trailer, fucking his sister, they probably don't know. They in the ghetto just like the nigga is. But if you're talking about the high-powered people with all the currency and all the energy, every last one of them, 100% of them too, they all got a trust, and they all know how to operate in that trust, and their children do too. Trust me. I can guarantee that 200%.
Okay. So that percentage out of all of them would be how many?
I'm just
looking for a number.
Probably close to 70-75%, because 75% of them come out of the Jews. The Jews is the father
out of all of the white people. I'm talking about American white people. You're telling me that 75% of white people understand the trust.
Yes, a lot of them understand the trust. They pass it on to their children.
75% of them
for the last hundreds of years. I'm telling you that. I'm telling you, the other 20. Good.
Okay.
Anybody, I'm gonna tell y'all some real shit.
I'm gonna say that because
once again, once you start to understand private trust, I don't think y'all understand it fully yet. When y'all start getting really digging into it and see how it really operates, you come back and ask me then, because you're gonna be
I think that what you're saying is accurate. What I don't think is that the majority, or I don't think that the I don't I would bet that not even 5% of the white people in America understand the trust situation that you're talking about.
It depends on who you're talking about. White, depending on what you think, who you think is white and who you think is not. Just because all of them have that pale skin is not white. Because white is a status, and they ain't got nothing to do with the fucking race. It's a status.
Oh, yeah. I know their status. I know when opportunities are given out, their status, it always trumps mine, no matter who I am, no matter what I have.
Okay.
So, you know.
I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to tell you this to put something on your head. All right. When you're talking about the prison penitentiary population, I'm going to tell you two Caucasians that you will never see in that jail. You ain't going to never see a German in the penitentiary, and you ain't going to never see a Jew. All of them, 100% of them, all of them got trust, and they've been passing that shit down for 100 years. And you ain't never seen one of them in court. You ain't never seen one of them in a penitentiary. Now, these old hillbilly-ass motherfuckers that you keep talking about, these low life, these trailer parks, sleeping with their sister type, them ain't the true cold case. So that's what I say. It all depends on your definition of who you think is white.
Wait, so no Jews ever go get in the penitentiary?
Hell, not no state penitentiary. Okay. All the burning made off and all them, they go to a hotel and they tell you that's a penitentiary. And they go sit around, play golf, do all type bullshit, then go sleep in the cell at night. That's not no damn penitentiary, nigga.
Oh, okay.
That's
so,
where they go.
So Jews that
they ain't going. They ain't going in. They not going in the cages where you going, brother. You ain't. I don't been to the pen, bro. And there's a lot of people on here that's been to the pen. Now, as he spoke, how many times they done seen a Jew or a damn German in court or in the penitentiary? Ask these victims. They gonna tell you they don't see them.
Even for the charge of murder. You're telling me that I could
even for the charge of murder. They is not. When they get convicted, if a Jew never get convicted, they're going to some old private penitentiary. They're not going in population with the rest of these niggas out here.
You've been in one prison, but I know four.
No, I ain't. I've been in four of them. I've been in four of them, nigga.
Okay.
I've been in four of them.
Okay. Four of them out of how many in the United States?
Okay, man. Okay, whatever, man. I see where you're going with this.
Yeah,
so all I'm telling you is this. All I'm saying is this, bro. You trying to make a joke or whatever out of this? All I'm telling you, I'm telling y'all, the bottom line is, if y'all don't start learning how to contract law and private trust, all this other shit y'all talk about is irrelevant. That's the real shit.
Well, it might be irrelevant, but we're out of time. It's 7:06, but I really appreciate you coming back, brother. You know what I mean? I'm glad you still have that fire.
Yeah.
You're still doing.
Oh, I'm good. I'm good, bro.
And that's why.
Man, I'm good. I'm so good.
That's what's up. And that's why I can never be mad at you, because you always bringing that real stuff and you bring that passion, and that's what's up. All right. So,
yeah.
I appreciate you coming through once again, and I look forward to hearing from you another time. And I hope that it's way sooner than it was this time. All right. So, with that being said, I want to thank everybody for coming through and checking out the Legacy of a Nation show. I hope you enjoy listening to it as much as we enjoy broadcasting it. And we will be back with another Legacy of a Nation show next Saturday, 6 p.m. Make sure that you set your clocks back tonight. Tonight we fall back. Daylight saving times ends tonight, so you get a little extra sleep this week coming up. So for the people who are going into work, you know, you might feel a little bit more rested this weekend, but don't get too wild. You know what I'm saying? It's still a pandemic going on. So on behalf of Brother Max on 752 and Legacy of a Nation worldwide, internationally, and universally, we leave you in peace. Y'all have a good night, and we'll see you the next time. So peace.
So Moody.
Much love, guys. Much love, guys.
Much love.